Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to this great radio station for the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge back along with you here to share 5 minutes to brighten your day just a little bit. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in north central Nebraska. Yep, right at the crossroads of Highway 20 and Highway 83. North and south, east and west, it all comes right through Valentine. I run into a lot of people that say, oh yeah, we've gone through Valentine and Cherry County. Well, make a stop. Visit us here. Stop for lunch. Make it a destination. Maybe a little shopping. Check it all out. Visit valentine.com.
Let's talk about the horse industry. You know, that's a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly at Tri-State Livestock News for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com. It's what ranchers and horse managers read.
This is something that's called The Land That Made Me. And I don't know who wrote it. So I don't know the author on this.
But it's okay. You can read it.
I can read it. Long ago and far away, in a land that time forgot, before the days of Dylan or Dawn of Camelot, there lived a race of innocents, and they were you and me. For Ike was in the White House in that land where we were born, where navels were for oranges and Peyton Place was porn. We learned to get a muffler. We washed our hair at dawn. We spread our crinolines to dry in circles on the lawn. We longed for love and romance and waited for our prince. And Eddie Fisher married Liz, and no one's seen him since. We danced to Little Darlin' and sang to Stag O'Lee and cried for Buddy Holly in the land that made me, me. Only girls wore earrings then, and three was one too many. And only boys wore flat-top cuts, except for Gene McKinney. And only in our wildest dream did we expect to see a boy named George with lipstick in the land that made me, me. We fell for Frankie Avalon. Annette was oh so nice. And when they made a movie, they never made it twice. We didn't have a Star Trek V or Psycho 2 and 3 or Rocky Rambo 20 in the land that made me, me. Miss Kitty had a heart of gold and Chester had a limp. And Reagan was a Democrat whose co-star was a chimp. We had a Mr. Wizard, but not a Mr. T, and Oprah couldn't talk yet in the land that made me, me. We had our shares of heroes. We never thought they'd go, at least not Bobby Darin or Marilyn Monroe. For youth was still eternal, and life was yet to be, and Elvis was forever in the land that made me, me. We'd never seen the rock band that was grateful to be dead, and airplanes weren't named Jefferson, and Zeppelins were not led. And Beatles lived in gardens then, and monkeys lived in trees. Madonna was Mary in the land that made me, me. We never heard of microwaves or telephones in cars, and babies might be bottle-fed, but they were not grown in jars. And pumping iron got wrinkles out, and gay meant fancy free, and dorms were never co-ed in the land that made me, me. We hadn't seen enough of jets to talk about the lag, and microchips were what was left at the bottom of the bag. And hardware was a box of nails, and bites came from a flea, and rocket ships were fiction in the land that made me, me. Buicks came with portholes, and sideshows came with freaks, and bathing suits came big enough to cover both your cheeks. And Coke came just in bottles and skirts below the knee. And Castro came to power near the land that made me, me. We had no Crest with fluoride. We had no Hill Street Blues. We had no patterned pantyhose or Lipton herbal tea on primetime ads for those dysfunctions in the land that made me, me. There was no Golden Arches, no Perrier to chill. And fish were not called Wanda, and cats were not called Bill. And middle age was 35, and old was 53, and ancient were our parents in the land that made me, me. But all things have a season, or so we've heard them say, and now instead of Maybelline, we swear by Retin-A. They send us invitations to join AARP. We've come a long way, baby, from the land that made me, me. So now we face a brave new world in slightly larger jeans and wonder why they're using smaller print in magazines. And we tell our children's children of the way it used to be, long ago and far away in the land that made me, me. Something kind of nostalgic today.
It is. There's just a lot of memories tucked in there. Some don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Stay tuned to this radio station for more of the good stuff.